Blog Talk Radio.
I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Times and mercy. Praise him. Trouble on him.
wherever you may be right now, that you bow your heads and close your eyes for a word of prayer as we start the show. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another wonderful day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just giving us the opportunity to be on this show tonight, Lord, as we always are every Sunday. Now I ask that you give us, you know, that unconditional love that you always give us. You know most of the time we don't deserve it, but you still give it to us, even though at times we still constantly disobey you. And I just thank you for that, Lord. And I hope everyone else thanks you for that, Lord. And I just hope that, you know, each day, you know, you just help us step by step, because without you, we cannot do anything in this world, Lord. In your name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And with that being said, what is up, guys? Thank you for coming on to another episode of The Word on this beautiful and hot Sunday evening with your two hosts, Bossman and A Squared. As you guys know, I am A Squared and my co-host, Bossman. Bossman, how are you doing this fine Sunday?
I am doing amazing. Amazing. Like you said, it was hot. Like you said, but it was a beautiful day. And I'm doing real good. Doing real good.
That is great. Me, I don't know. This weekend's been a long one. I mean, what can I honestly say?
Yeah.
Went to a party, had to do something for, went to bed at 5 o'clock, only had like 5 hours of sleep today. I'm going off of 5 hours of sleep doing the show. What else? A female called me, venting to me, yelling at me about some situation, hung up the phone in my face. I mean, my weekend's just been a weekend. It's just been that type of weekend, you know? Type of weekend.
Yeah, I totally understand. This weekend has been a lot of excitement and kind of patience for me, because I was kind of really excited about the topic that we have tonight, and I kind of couldn't wait to get to it. And I wanted as many people as we could possibly get, you know, to tune in tonight. For those of you who don't know, we have started, you know, just trying to spread this whole movement that we're doing, The Word, and we're just getting people to see, like, you know, our logos and different things like that. So if you see us around Houston, you know, take a picture, Snapchat or Instagram or whatever, and, you know, help us spread it out and stuff. We really appreciate that. And tonight for the show and all that, if you have anything to say, if you have any suggestions, questions, comments, just press one, and we will talk to you, like, on the snap. Like, we'll just pick you up and air you out and just let you say whatever you have to.
Particularly females, because, you know, as, like, I know, like, you know, like, you always hear, like, the guy side about it, and especially, like, tonight with the topic of stereotypes part two, but with now males versus females. So especially any females out there, I don't care who you are, black, white, Asian, whatever, hey, man, if you have something to say about what we said, please come by, because it has been a while having a female host this, you know, just, like, just coming at us. So please, if any females out there have, like, any type of comment or question, or like even like want to get on us about something, please do, we'll take it in, please. But yes, tonight's topic is we're still on stereotypes, the part two of it, but then we're now but now we are going into it as, you know, sex wise and when what I mean by sex is, like, you know, the male versus the female, because now lately we've been seeing a lot of things between those two. So, boss man, I'm gonna hand it off to you. Which one do you want to start with, the males or the females?
Okay, well, it depends. Are the males? Are we saying male stereotypes or female stereotypes? Or are the
I'm saying as if you pick male, we're going to talk about first the male stereotypes, and after that, if you pick female, we're going to talk about the female stereotypes.
Oh, okay. I mean, let's talk about male.
Man, ooh, yes, you said the right one. Let me, hold on a minute. Let me tell you something, man.
First off, we are not all that we seem to be. That's the number one thing I want to get across tonight. Because I don't understand why females think like we're like all the same breed somehow. I mean, yes, we're made with the same genetics. But then I feel like, you know, females look at us like, What's the right term for this? Because I was gonna say they feel like they're more superior than us. What is it? What's the right term for this? Because I don't know. Because I don't know if you see it or anybody else sees it. But it's like every time when a female sees us doing something, they're always thinking like, ugh, this dummy, ugh, such a guy. Look at why? Just why? I'm just sitting there like, it's just me being me. Like, I don't understand it. Like, there's some type of term to it exactly. But to start things off, you know, let's start off light. First thing is that I found from a female was that most boys are sport fanatics. What do you think about that, Boston?
I can personally say that is not necessarily true. Because I'm a guy, and, I mean, I could dig with sports, you know. I got 2K, I got Madden, things like that. But if you ask me who won the championships like 2 or 3 years ago, it takes a minute for me to remember. Like if you told me who were the top 5 NBA players, it would take me a good minute. Like I'd say the ones that are just the most common. Like I couldn't really get you into deep detail about stats and stuff like that. Like I barely even know how to play half these games. Like I just know shoot, pass, jump, like that's basically it. Like sports for me, like there's a limit. I'm gonna be honest, man. I could have a conversation. It's like speaking a language, like you know, bonjour, je m'appelle Jason, but it's like I can't go that any further than that. Like I can't say, oh, in 19 this to this and Michael Jordan scored this, like nah, that's not me. So I know I'm not the only one out there in the world that is like this. Like some guys just like sports are cool, but we're not fanatics. Like we don't always have sports on our minds. That's not the only thing we could talk about. That's one thing for sure.
See, that's what makes this world special because me, I'm the total opposite. Yes, ladies, I'm a sports fanatic. If you know me by now, think about it like this. You can even ask about Boss Man, true story. If you see me at a Super Bowl party, you will understand why I'm a sports fanatic. Because the way I get during a game, you cannot be next to me because I'm that kind of guy that will jump, scream over any play. I remember for one time, it was the Giants against the Patriots. Then all of a sudden, one big play happened. It was a flag. I just jumped up, started screaming, running up and down the house. My mom's looking at me like, boy, are you okay? You better sit down. I'm like, no, what are you talking about? There's just throw a flag on that. Like, I was just going crazy about it. Like, trust me, if you see me watch the game, especially, like, my favorite team, don't talk to me because I'm going to be too in sync into the game. I'm going to look at every position. I'm going to get mad at any little call. I'm that kind of person because that's just me. That's just me. Like, you can ask anybody that knows me, Boss Man, whoever. They have seen me in my natural habitat. So, you know, I'm that kind of person. If we're watching sports, don't talk to me. Don't say hi to me. Just sit down, enjoy the game, and get ready to lose and then get ready to lose your hearing because I'm going to scream. I'm going to be loud. I'm going to be loud. But continuing
Thanks a lot for proving that, like, half proving that stereotype. Like, we have one on one side and one on, like, the complete other side.
So, I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, I'm not going to lie about it. The next one that actually like one guy told me, he said we are not intimidated by your attitude. So my question is to you, Boss Man, how do you feel about a woman's attitude? Be honest. I don't care who's listening. Be honest.
Okay. Let's see if we can clarify this question. Like, what kind of attitude are you talking about? Like, I want to get specific because I don't want to put like a general, oh, you know, this or that, but like, what kind of attitude are you talking about? Feisty attitude or like a just like a cool attitude? Like, what kind of attitude? Like, what do you mean a woman's attitude?
You know what I'm talking about, you know, because sometimes women think they can talk a certain way or act a certain way, and then all of a sudden like come back at us in a feisty kind of manner,
or like speak to us in like the wrong way. You know how women get. You know what I'm talking about? Like pretty much like mainly in like a feisty way to where it's like, I just wanted to ask you a question. Chill. Then all of a sudden, you want me to kill? You want me to kill? I'm not gonna kill. And it's like blow up out of nowhere. Like, wait a minute. Stop. Sit down. Let's talk about this. Come on.
Okay. Well, I have to say about that. Honestly, I mean, I look at it like, not okay. It might happen in some genders more than others, but if someone want to come at me with an attitude or like in a way that was not called for in that conversation, you know, if it's the wrong attitude, I just like regardless of the gender, like the person or whatever. Some people say it's more obvious in women or whatever, like they have that sort of attitude. But the way I would treat it is like if you're about to start that foolery and just come at me with the incorrect attitude, then I'm just going to let you look like a fool because I'm not about to fight you. I'm not about to get upset. I'm not about to have my own attitude or, like, be, like, you know, like, I'm not trying to – I can't waste energy. Like, that's just energy I don't have to fight you back in this mental body language figure of face.
But
I don't have time
but see, though,
or
boss
energy
man.
For that.
But see, though, boss man, you need to think about it. Females go both ways. I'm going to be honest with you. Look at it. Females go both ways. If you
Which
don't
way?
Put out your energy and then fight it back, they're going to sit here, oh, you're not going to say anything? Am I just talking to a brick wall? Hello? Am I talking to you, boss man? But the answer to that, all of a sudden, if you do respond the way they take it, like, oh, you think of me like that? Really? You know what? And just like, it's like you can't even win. Because they go both ways. And then even though you try, trust me, I've been in that situation. I try not to fight it, but every time I don't fight it, they bother me more. Haven't you noticed? Like, no, I kid you not.
Mm.
One female, she just kept on doing it. Every time I didn't respond, she kept poking me, hitting me, hello, hello. And then just kept on going on and on and on. And trust me, I'm like, Lord, God is my witness. She's going
yeah,
to live today. She's going to live today. Because you just don't know. And then the issue is, if you do respond, 9 times out of 10, females take it into a bad way to where it's like, you wanted me to respond. If I didn't respond, you were still going to catch an attitude. So either way, you were going to catch an attitude. It's like saying, like, for instance, I've seen this so many times, females cannot tell me nothing about this because it happens every time. Female looks sad. You're like, oh, let me be the guy and comfort her. Walk up, hey, babe, or hey, whoever your name is everything all right? Yeah. You sure? Yeah. Are you sure? Because, you know, I'm here for you. Yeah. Walk away. Kids do not. Most of the time, they either go two ways. They either get mad immediately and blow up in your face, or they're the type to go on social media and just vent about it the whole time, saying, oh, my goodness, no one loves me. Forget these boys. Oh, my gosh. Blah, blah, blah. No one cares about my feelings. I put all my feelings out there, and then, oh, look what they do. They just hurt me so much. Why would they do that? I love them. Da, 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 da. And then you can't tell me that's not true. You cannot tell me that's not true because every time you try to ask them for help, then they're just like, no, I'm good. And that's like, you know you're not good. Don't tell me you're good because you know you're not. The simplest way to squash that is just tell me. We talk about it, see the solutions, and then go from then on. But if you're keeping it inside, I can't help you. And then all of a sudden, now you're getting mad at me because I didn't talk to you when I tried to talk to you. So then it's like, I can't win in that situation. You cannot win. That's the main issue with women. You cannot win most of the time because every time it's like you feel like you're doing something right, but you always mess up somehow. It's like, really? I didn't even do nothing. But you still mess up.
Okay.
I don't understand it.
Okay,
I don't.
See, well, we're getting into stereotypes and relationships. Let me talk about one thing that's important about this real quick. The way I see it, if you want to successfully talk to somebody, conversate with them and show that you care about them above all things, whether it's a guy or a girl, and they're just like they're nagging you, like this, like this attitude or whatever. If you try to win, then the conversation is gonna fail. Cause it's not like to me, it's not about winning or losing the conversation. It's about moving forward, like together with somebody. I know, like of course we have arguments and stuff like that. Be like, oh, I think I'm right. Oh, she thinks she's right. All right, this is about to go down. If the only thing that's on your mind is winning the conversation and not moving forward, then, of course, like, the attitude will be ill-received, and it's going to start this big dumb problem. Like, because that's – I don't try thinking about, like, winning. I don't try thinking about, like, you know, unless it's about the Lion King, because I'm worried about that period. But I just put that in there real quick. But, like, you know, when it's about, like, relationship things and things like that, I don't try thinking about winning, because that's just going to make everything fall apart. Because then your ego is in there, her ego is in there, and, like, as opposite genders, we love to fight, and that's just not going to work. That's, like, that's just not going to work. And then about what you said at the after that about girls, well, let me not do general people. This is both people. Sometimes when you ask them, are you good? Like, are you all right? It's not that they. Of course, yeah, they lie. Yeah, I'm cool. Of course, there's something on their mind. But like the way I see it, they're having problems with someone else. You know what I'm saying? They have problems with, like, this person and that person and that person, whatever. So the problem doesn't really – if the problem doesn't really involve you, then I understand why they would say, yeah, I'm cool, it's whatever, because they want that attention from someone else, that attention that someone else, like, is not giving them, or that they want to talk to that person and settle that, so they're not going to involve you in it. But if it involves you, like, a relationship-wise, things like that and something like that, I think a lot of women – like to want you to actually come try your very best despite what they say. You know what I'm saying? They want you to obviously show that you care, like, legit, not just trying to solve the problem, you know, like, to legit care, to persist, to show that you, like, you're ready to, like, help them out, you know, despite the consequence. So if yeah is like their first thing, it's not yeah, you know.
Wait a minute. Think about what you just said real quick about the relationship part, though. My thing is, though, like how you said with the relationship part, think about that. I've been in that situation multiple times. I'm thinking I'm okay. I'm chilling, living life. Then all of her little friends keep on whispering and talking, and then I'm like, so what's going on? You know, like, what's going on? What's up? Then to that, my girl acting shady. So I'm like, yo, babe, you good? This and that? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. This and that. And all of a sudden, da-da-da-da. Then the issue is what I have with it. You say that, you know, if you're not part of the situation. But think about it, though, with females, though. Most of their girlfriends aren't part of the situation, but their whole squad know. Like, wait a minute. Why are you in our relationship? This is A and B. This is not A, B, C, D, E, F, G, something. Like, wait a minute. Why you got to tell everybody else? And then after that, the main part that irritates me then is after that how females, like, what was it? Oh, I just lost it. No, I was going in. Wait, no. Wait a minute. Oh, I was mad. I'm mad now. But see, my thing is, though, then to that, the main thing after that, how, like, they get mad about, I should be able to talk to you about anything, then talk to me. Talk to me. Don't talk to them. Talk to me. Because your girl going to tell you, your girl going to tell you something else when me and you could cooperate and fix this, whether we're friends or boyfriend and girlfriend. We can find a way to cooperate this and settle this. But then you always going to them. It's only like pretty much like mainstream. It's like saying, like, for instance, like with guys, if there's something going on, like with the girl, and then say, for instance, you know, I find out she's been doing some, you know, things behind your back. The main thing most guys tell you, leave her, see her, something. You know what I'm saying? That'll be the first thing. Not even giving a chance to fix a relationship, they're gonna be like, you know what? Leave her, see her, that. So the next thing you know, after that, it's just like one thing done. When actually, if you took the time. Like, hey, you know what? Let me see what I'm going to say. Set it up. Walk up to him or her. Talk about it and see what we can do. Then, you know, you can find a solution. Because at the end of the day, it's between you and that other person. It's not between me, you, Jessica, Beyonce, and so on. And just like a bunch of other people. No, it's between me and you.
Beyonce.
And then that's the main issue. You say that, you know, like, if you're not a part of it. But yet females always put everybody else into it. And then they know. And then think about it. They know your story better than you know your own story. So then it's like, what? Like, that makes no sense.
I want to validate that.
You
see, that's I feel like that's a stereotype, and I want to understand, like, is this true? Like, how many females out there are actually legit telling their problems to their, like, their girlfriends or, like, their you know, their friends who believe that they can help them? Like, and how many friends do you tell? Like, I want somebody to press one and tell me if that's true or not. Do you seek, like, advice or help from your other girlfriends, you know, when you're having trouble with a guy? Or is or do more guys do that? Like, do the fellas, like, you know, talk to their squad about girls and how, like, the situation that they're in? Who does that more, or who does that less? I want to know about that.
Females do it more. Females do it more. Point blank and simple. And as you said that,
what makes you say that?
To me, why I say that is because of them. Like, they stay so close, you know. Oh, and then you're like, always got that female by their side and someone this and that. Like, don't get me wrong. The guys will tell their boys, you know, some of their problems, but they're not going to spill it out in emotion. Oh, my gosh, boss, man. No. We might say a couple of things in there that are minor, but then to that, we're not going to just spill out everything. Females, I guarantee you, they're going to go out there and just say everything to their girls because, you know, like, oh, she got my back, this and that, and so on. And as you said that, we got two people on the line that actually have some comments. So this should be interesting.
Okay.
Ending in number 9986. Wait. Hello, caller. You're live on the word. What's your name?
Hi, guys. It's Annie.
Hello. Annie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty well. So what would you like to say about the stereotypes that we're talking about, particularly with men right now? Well, actually, no. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I love you to death, but I think that you are doing exactly what stereotypes do. You're just reiterating a stereotype, and you're just, like, you're just reusing the exact stereotype that we're talking about.
What?
Because, like, you're just generalizing it right now. Like, you're saying that women are this and that women do this and women do that. But is it women who do that, or is it the type of women that, no offense, you hang around with? Or is it the type of, or if I switch it around and say a man, is it just the type of men who I am into that do that, or is it just men in general? Because you're saying right now that women do this. Okay, what you said is that women, they love to go to their friends and gossip and things like that. Is that every woman? Is that every woman who does that?
The majority I've seen, yes. I'm going to tell you straight up. Majority I've seen, yes.
Okay, but a majority doesn't necessarily mean that the stereotype is legit. It just means that a lot of people do it. But I can tell you from personal experience, like, I do not tell people my business, especially my relationship business. I have a very select few people, and even those few people I do not tell, because in my point of view, when I'm in a relationship, my relationship is sacred, and whenever I'm in a relationship, it's something that I feel is put together by God. So certain things that you feel are put together by God, like, I love the saying that says, don't ever let someone know when your home isn't happy, because it lets people, outsiders, think that there's an invitation in. So, like,
okay.
I know personally, when I'm in a relationship, like, nobody knows what my relationship is going through. I've been in situations where I've been badly, like, just things are not going well in my relationship, and when people are asking, like, things are fine, they're good. Like, I'm the type of person, like, I'm like, it's fine, but they're not fine. And, of course, the select few people I have, like Jason, they know when things are not fine, and that depends on the person, whether they push me to ask what's really going on or not. But usually I do not tell people my business, especially my relationship business. So I'm one of those people, I can guarantee you that I break that stereotype. So if certain people, they don't fit into the stereotype.
Okay. I think that's two stereotypes we've broken today. That's good. We're making progress right here. So we've proven that a lot of people, that guys don't all know about sports and are not sports fanatics. That's good. That's me. And we found a guest that has broken the female gossiping stereotype. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay. So, Eddie, let me ask you something. Are there any stereotypes that you believe are strong on, like, are that men strongly, like, support, you know, based on, okay, this is all based on, you know, what we've experienced and such. So if someone has, like, a thought, you know, it's because this is what they've experienced, you know, they've lived with this gender and they believe this to be true, and they have experience with this gender and they believe this to be true. So what stereotypes do you believe to be true about about guys?
Oh man, that's hard. I'd say the sports one is a big thing because it's rare that you meet someone who's a guy and not really into sports. But like as you said, of course you're not part of that stereotype. Something else. Oh man. I guess like with this generation, one of the big things is that a stereotype is that most men don't know how to treat women, and most men are this, and most men are that.
Okay, so wait,
no,
so
I'm not going to say anything. Continue.
I'm not justifying it because, like I told you, I don't put stereotypes. I don't believe personally that all men are the same, but I know that's a big thing of this generation. Like, everybody's like, all men are the same. That's like what everybody's always saying. Men don't know how to treat women. They all cheat. They all lie. They all this, they all that. So I'd say that's a huge thing that I've heard personally a lot.
Mm. You and me both.
Okay. I think we can all agree we hear that a lot. All right, let's clarify this. I think it's difficult to say that all men act in this way because a lot of relationships that we have are with people who we are attracted to. And I think a lot of men are kind of skipped because they're not exactly what maybe women would like to be in a relationship with, you know, the even if they're the most attractive
person
or whatever. Yeah, they're friend zone. And then it's boom, they do not have a relationship with that person. And you might be like, you know, they're a great friend, they support you, this and that, et cetera, et cetera. But like, while they're being your friend, you don't realize the potential that they may have, you know, to be in treat you right in a relationship. You know, because then, of course, your friend. Oh, I would never think of Johnny like that. He's my best friend. Like, it's like, I mean, that happens both ways, too. You know, like, this female name? Nah. You know, she's my friend. We cool. We like bros. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's the same way. You're like, why? Why? You just, can't you see we were meant to be? You and me, eternity, like, it doesn't make any sense. So, like, my point is a lot of people have skipped, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't fall, like, the certain type of people. But then when you go into a relationship, it's not the same, you know? Just the person that might look right for you. Oh, you guys look great together. Oh, you guys look cute doing this. Oh, you guys should be this. Oh, you guys, like, it's like outside opinions from TV or media, like things like that, that affect what you think a relationship should be and what problems you should have and what things should be easy and what things should not be easy. And that makes it really difficult. And, of course, the relationship doesn't work out, so we're wondering why. And it's easy not to blame it on, you know, like ourselves or what we think or what we believe, because in our minds, we just want to be right. Like, that's gender. That's across all genders. Like male and female. So I think a lot of women have come to believe that it's like it's a man problem, you know. And I'm not saying that all men are, you know, it's like, what's the word, condone from this like type of behavior, like mistreating women and cheating and lying and all that stuff. But sometimes we gotta look internally and see if there's something that we need to change about ourselves before we can generalize about everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially because in being 100% honest, like nowadays women are not that much different than guys. They're out there doing almost the same thing that they say that guys are doing. But I know personally a lot of women who do that too. And also the other stereotype about being friend-zoned, I totally understand that, because I don't know how many times people have been like, oh, Annie, she's one of the guys, and things like that. And I'm like, what? What? Ray, no, what? No.
It happens.
So, it really does. And it's not even like a guy friend zone thing either. Girls get friend zoned sometimes too, because if a girl is not a certain way, like if she's not you know, too girly to play ball or too busy, or she doesn't hate shopping or things like that. She's just, you know, she's one of the guys or she's whatever. But no, us girls who like basketball need love too.
Oh, man. Okay, we got that point. We got that right now, Pat. Oh, God. Thank you so much for you know, pressing one and telling us how you feel about this, Annie. We appreciate that.
No problem, guys.
All right. You have a good night. All right. Now let's put the next caller on the line, ending in numbers 2331. Hello, caller. You're live on the word. What's your name? Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. Caller ending in 2331?
Okay. I think that caller has decided to not say anything. Let's move on to another caller or the next stop.
Well, that was the only the caller after that, and then I heard a little mumbling, but see, that was the last one I wanted to point out too, the whole men are all the same, because that's like my main pet peeve with women, how like I heard so many times where they're like, all men are the same, and I'm just sitting there like, what? So you're telling me and Boston are exactly the same? We may think alike to an extent, but I guarantee you we're not the same. Like, that thing irritates me so much, because after that, it's like, you have no chance in anything, because the minute a woman looks at you, it's like, dang, I already know she already stereotyping me and everything, because I told you before this, too, I told everybody this multiple times, too. It's hard for somebody like me, man. I walk out somewhere, someone looks at me, they see the muscle, they see the height, they see the deep voice, like, up, look at him, how many women you been with, what? How many women you slept with, what? How many girlfriends you have? I'm like, wait a minute. Can we, like, actually, like, talk? No, we can't talk? You gotta, like, shut me down immediately because the way I look? Like, that's the main thing that I can't stand, to where it's, like for some ladies, I know it's not all, but, you know, some, don't judge a book by its cover, because not all of us are the same. If we were all the same, shoot, we all be Adam and Adam. Adam. Just Adams.
Adam.
All over just Adams. Like, no, man. We are all different in some type of way. We're made up of nearly the same genetic, but there's somewhere down the line that makes each and every one of us unique and special. You just got to take the time to find out. But before we transition on to the female stereotypes, we do now have another caller ending in number 0072. Hello, caller. You're live on the word. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Cindy.
Oh, hey, Cindy. How you
Hello.
Doing?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Good.
Okay, well, I actually have two things to say. So first, I want to start with a stereotype that I think is so true for guys.
Go.
Y'all don't know how to communicate. Y'all never speak up.
What?
Just
what?
No.
Let her say her
okay.
Let her say her piece.
No, I really believe that to be true, because as a girl, when you have an issue, we might not always, like, say it up front, but eventually we're going to speak up and be like, okay, this is what's up. For a guy, it's like, y'all just go with the flow too much. Y'all never say anything. So it's like, I think that's true. Y'all may disagree,
see,
but I don't care.
See,
okay.
No, look here. I know you don't care, but look here, I don't care either. Because first of all, I'm going to say is, the thing is though, with most of you females, it be feeling like you guys be talking in a foreign language when you guys communicate. You guys try to say all this extra when really the moral of the story is stop cheating, let's fix this. Or better yet, stop doing this and da-da-da, done. But then I be feeling like half the time you guys be going all out, all these long messages, this long thing, this and that. It's like, wait, no, just go straight to the point. But then after that, you guys had all these extra details. And then after that, the way you expect us to communicate, we're sitting there just like, because then the issue is, we guys know, because we know that you guys are a bit sensitive to where if we say something and then you take it the wrong way, then it comes back on us. You feel me? Because then, for instance, it's like,
Continue.
No, go ahead. Keep finish.
But nah, because it's like saying like one picture I saw. When your girl mad, the guy gotta make her happy. When you mad, she wonders why you mad, then she mad, then after that you gotta make her unmad because now she mad. So now it's like all this fighting, all this extra, it's like, no, just go straight to the point, let's finish this, you know? But as you were saying?
But no. See, that's a whole nother stereotype in itself, because you said when a guy tries to comment on something a girl says, she's sensitive, so, like, she gets upset or whatever. But sometimes after we send our long paragraph or two and all you say is okay, that's frustrating, because later on, come to find out, half the stuff that we said you didn't agree with, but because you couldn't speak up, that causes another problem.
Because the thing is, though, if we speak up, it already starts another problem. Because, see, with guys, why we so chill? Bro, it can be simple as the issue's right there. We squash it right there. We either fight it out, cuss at each other. After that, yo, I'm sorry, bro. That done. Females, it has to be a whole movie of, like, why this issue occurred. And then, like, guys can be 1, 2, 3. Oh, man, I'm sorry, bro. We cool? All right. Be cool. All right. After that, you know, it's it. But you guys make it to a whole nother level to where it's like the moral of the story is actually just she's just mad because of this. But now it led to this. Then after that to that. Then now this happened. Then that happened to where we could just easily could have just squashed this. You could have just told me straight up and done. It's like saying like me, how I went back to the whole, are you okay? Yeah. You sure? Yeah. I leave. Then after that, you get all mad because no one cares about you. Like, what are you talking about? I just came and asked you if you need assistance. But you won't tell me, but then you tell everybody else, and it's like, maybe I could have helped you more than them.
I'd rather there be a problem at the moment than be a problem later because of your lack of communication. Okay?
I don't see, because either way, there's always an issue. What's up? What do you hate? What do you hate?
You know what I hate? I have an Android, right? I hate when I text an emoji to an iPhone user, and then it comes up as a different emoji. You know, it's like the same emoji, but it looks different. You know what I'm saying? It's like you text it, and it looks like something on your phone, but then to an iPhone, it looks like something completely different. And I think that's what, like, talking to, like, a boy talking to a girl or a girl talking to a boy is kind of like, you know, because you might communicate something to someone of the opposite sex, and it might make perfect sense to you. It's clear as day to what you're trying to, like, communicate to someone. But then when the message finally comes to the other person, it's like, what? What is this? Like A Square said, foreign language. It's because we're running on two completely different systems. So, I mean, although we're still, you know, phones in a sense, we're talking to each other in a way that we're not exactly 100% familiar with. And I think it's not only that men have a difficulty communicating. I think it's also women have a difficulty communicating with men as well, because we're talking on two different languages. Sometimes men,
preach.
Like, it's like a different, it's simple. Like, to us, it's pretty simple. It's like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But women are used to running more complex, kind of compound different types of languages. It's still a language, but it's not something that men are used to. And men aren't used to this type of, you know, compound mixing and just understanding broader, like, different ideas. Because women are brilliant thinkers. They're fantastic thinkers. And like, men, we just like you said, we like to go with the flow. Like A Square said, we like to keep it cool, keep it simple, because that's what we like. It works best for us. But when you're trying to make these two languages work together and try and communicate in your own certain ways, then communication is not going to work. You need to give and get. Girls sometimes need to bring it down so we can understand it. And then guys sometimes need to put in a little effort to understand what a woman is trying to say. If we're both trying to talk in our own language, that's like someone straight off the boat from what's a far-off country?
Germany.
Or something like that. I know that's that's inland or whatever, but whatever. Like, coming here to America and trying to speak to someone who's been speaking Brooklyn English for, like, the past 25 years. It's just not going to work. It's like, Einstein, yin, and then, like, you're like, yo, what's up? Like, I don't understand what you're saying. It's just not going to work.
Preach.
So you got to give. You got to give. Since it's boy and girl, male and female, and woman, you're not going to speak the same language. You need to give and you need to get. And that's how communication works.
I still disagree.
No, boss man, preach.
Yeah, no, let me finish. I still disagree because if you don't understand, okay, say you're talking to somebody, like you said, that's like speaks a foreign language. And they're talking to you, you don't understand what they're saying, so you're trying to look for clarification, or you get somebody else to be like, what are they saying, a translator, right? Or you ask them, like, what are you saying? I don't know what you're saying. With a guy and a girl, it's like the girl, she says all she has to say. A guy saying okay is not wanting to know what she's saying. He's just, like, moving on to the next subject. If the guy was like, well, I don't understand this, or can you explain this, then it would be totally different. But guys don't do that. So the point that you're trying to make is like, it's still
okay.
Not.
My thing is though,
even though you try to explain it, it still feel like, you know, the women come at us even more and more. And then, like, I've been in situations to where I don't understand. What do you mean you don't understand? It's like, wait, no, stop. No, I just wanted to understand what you understand so we can both understand. Like, wait, calm down, slow down. And then it's like, you just add, like, honestly, after that, you just add more to the, like, you just add more to it. That's why when we say okay, it's because we know if we say something, we don't want to take the chance of saying it the wrong way. And then you take it the wrong way, the next thing you know, you coming at us the wrong way, and it's like, wait a minute, I didn't even mean it like that. So after that, it's cool, I understand, let's move on. Because after that, me taking the chance of saying something the wrong way could be me going 6 feet under. Because females, I can't play that. Nope.
Whatever.
Okay, let me say something about this. I mean, I understand where you're coming from with this, Cindy, but let me put it to you this way. If a guy says, babe, I'm going out with the guys, a woman can say several things. But if they choose to simply say okay when they're not comfortable with this idea of the man going out with his guys, then that's a communication problem as well. That okay doesn't mean okay. It means you better watch every single thing you do, because I'm going to know. I have people that are watching your every move. You see what I'm saying? Those two okay, the man okay, and the woman okay, they're not good. But we use them to communicate, and that's not what I'm talking about. We need to get rid of those okays and give what we're actually thinking, what we actually understand. You see what I'm saying?
That's all I want, yes.
You see? Okay. We gotta stop saying okay and express how we fit, like what we believe, what is going on in our mind, so that we are not shipping up. Okay.
Okay.
You
I guess you're right.
You see that? He just hit you with it too. Okay.
Okay.
Look at that.
Okay.
Look at that. Trying to pull it on us, and all of a sudden, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I got it. Yeah. You know what it is? At the end of the day,
man.
Maybe you're just fishing in the wrong pond. Bam.
Whatever.
Done.
That's a whole other. Oh, man. Thank you, Cindy, so much. But we appreciate you for real for tuning in tonight and giving you the opinion. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good night now.
You too.
What'd I tell you? Look at that. She hit you with it right back. She's talking about us. Then all of a sudden, okay.
That's why I was like, let's think about this, really. Because, honestly, when you look at that, it's really 50-50. Because we could do, there's so many, like, that okay, when said by a man and said by a woman, it hurts just as much. It's just like, okay.
Man.
And then you're out with your squad, and you're like, oh, God, what have I done this whole time? You can't have a good time when she say okay. But anyway.
But, like, honestly, like, that's the main reason why, like, to me, we mainly say it because we know, like I said before multiple times, if you say something else, they might take it the wrong way, then it leads into a heated argument.
told you to keep it simple, to the point. You said what you said. All right, you know, bae, all right, best friend, all right, got you. You know what I'm saying? Because then, like, you know, to keep it safe, you know. But then either way, it still starts up, like, it still just starts up, like, more stuff. Like, honestly, to me, at the end of the day, women are complex creatures. I don't know how to understand them, to be honest. I'm still trying to understand them. Sometimes you feel like you do. Other times it's like, no, never mind. I was completely off. Because sometimes you think you know what they're thinking, but actually you don't know what they're thinking because they're doing something totally different. So you're just like, That's just my end of it. Women are complex because it's hard to understand a woman because every time when they say a certain word, for any guy out there that's listening, for any female that says a certain word, take that minute to see what she means. Because I guarantee you, if you take that extra second, that may save you from coming home or, you know, waking up to a bunch of text messages. I'm telling you, because next thing you know, if you just say okay and walk out with your boys, you got things to be like, wait, she just said okay, and it just walked off. Why'd she say that? Hold on. Babe, what you mean? Babe, hold on. Wait, why'd you just say okay? Hold on. Like, I'm telling you, you got to see, because if you don't, who knows what could happen. That's just my thing about it. And then,
besides the men and women, like, just being a guy, being a girl, I think at the end of the day, what we all just really want is to legit be just understood. You know what I'm saying? The way that God just reads our hearts, and he's just like, all right, I know exactly what he needs. I know exactly what she needs. And that's just, at the end of the day, what we all really want. Like, sometimes a man can want something, and we don't know how to describe, like, what we want for real, but we know we want it. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with a woman. It's just, like trying to describe it to the other, it's not easy. And that's why I think we have difficulty loving each other. And this is the word for tonight. It's found in Mark 12, verse 31. And basically it says, love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. And that alone is telling us how to get rid of stereotypes, period. Because if we acknowledge someone else as another human being that is just trying to live their life to the happiest that they possibly can, then these stereotypes won't matter. In all honesty, I feel like we'll need another show for this because we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg for these stereotypes that we just got to get cleared up. But this is the one for tonight. You see, if you love someone so passionately, the same way that Jesus loves all of us, Then it won't matter to you about winning. It won't matter to you about attitude. It won't matter to you about okays or just like the fishing in the wrong ponds. And nothing like that will matter to you. It'll matter that you love this person right here. You love this man. You love this woman. It doesn't even matter if you're in a relationship. Like, you see them as an individual who is just trying to be happy. And you will do everything you can to help that person get there because that's what you want for yourself. That's what you want for your family, your friends. You know what I'm saying? So all these stereotypes.
But my fault with that. But my thing is though, you saying all that, and I appreciate that big time. But you got to see it with reality, boss man, because But then the thing is though, what you don't understand, but also the other thing they understand. Even though you're saying that, I guarantee you, and I put money on it, you let society mess up the way you think about stereotypes. And then don't even lie to me either, because I guarantee you it does it to you. Because I guarantee this is the most of us, and that's the main reason why these stereotypes live today, whether it's race or sex or whatever it may be. Society put in our head to where, oh, women talk too much. Oh, men are such sport fanatics. Oh, black guys like watermelon. Oh, white women love Starbucks. Like, all that extra, that's mainly due based off of society. And it makes you know we're a part of society, especially with the social media, TV, our friends. So then to us, these stereotypes come easy to us. So I understand, you know, the females coming at me about what I said. But, hey, I'm speaking about it, like, I know Annie said, I'm speaking about it generally, but the reason why I'm speaking it generally is because of the fact that's how society sees it. Society points it out like that, so that's the main reason why I pointed it out like that tonight, because to me, that's how I feel it is. Because as long as society has influence on us, and then every each and every one of us, that's how it's mainly going to be. And that's the main reason why I'm scared for when my little brother gets to be in middle school and high school, I'm scared to see how his generation is going to be. Because I already know our generation with all types of, oh my goodness, I don't even want to get into our generation. I'm scared for when your little sister, my little brother gets into middle school, high school, and then just to hear their stories and then what they go through. Because who knows what they're going to be going through and then all the stereotypes then. So honestly, how I see it, at the end of the day, the reason why I'm speaking about it so basic and I'm not going in about it that much is because of the fact that's how society does it. The minute they put something on it, on TV or whatever, we just look at it, laugh, whatever, however we feel about it, boom, put it out there. That's why today, like how I said, oh, Asian people are always smart. Oh, black people are dumb and always go to jail. Oh, white people are rich and play golf. Oh, you know, Mexicans are going to cut my grass. Oh, you know what? All guys are jerks. Oh, all guys are the same. Oh, females talk too much. Oh, females, all they want to do is shop. That is based on society. That is all on society. That is everything that has to do with society. If it wasn't for society, I guarantee you, majority of these stereotypes would not be here, and then we would not be even having this radio show. I put it on my life. Promise you that.
You see, the thing is, we said over all of our shows, like almost like 75% of our shows have focused on, you know, I realize this, I focus on how negative society affects us as people. But what we don't realize sometimes is we are society. You know, we're the people that make up this community that is negatively affecting us every single day. You know, so what is that saying about us? What is that saying about our character? And I think that goes, like, back to what I was saying before. No matter how hard we try, we don't want the blame to be on us. We want it to be on somebody else. And that's why we got to look inside of us sometimes and see what's going on inside of us. What kind of experiences and lessons that we've taken from those experiences have affected us to think this way? Why do we think all white girls like Starbucks? Why do we think all black, big black people should be playing football or basketball? Or things like that. You know, why do we think like that? What is shaping our minds to form these stereotypes? And like for the pictures that we posted on our Instagrams, if you didn't see, it was all about where men should work, where women should work, what women should do, what men should do, how they think, what they value in life. Because we haven't even touched that part. And that is something crazy. Because if society is telling us to think this way and we our in turn society, how are we affecting those around us? And like you said, our brothers and our sisters, what are we teaching them that we don't even realize, that we don't even know? You know, what stereotypes can we prevent them from carrying on to the next generation?
Because see how I see it, the way you said with negativity, and then this will be my last word on the word, everything that society and the world portrays is always negative. Think about it like this. Everybody tonight, do this. No Bible verse, no nothing. Do this after the show or later on. I want you to count. How many times on the news have you heard something good? And I promise you that number is going to be low. I promise you that. Because think about it. Every time on the news, there's always something negative. You barely see anything positive. Every time, somebody's kidnapped, somebody's this, somebody's that, murder, robbery, rape, whatever it may be, the situation may be. So everybody tonight, even Boss Man, do it tonight. Count how many times have you seen something good? Every time. Because every time in society, TMZ is talking bad about Justin Bieber. Somebody else is talking bad about this. The news is talking about a murder. Something else is happening here in another state. Something is there with the president. And then how everybody's getting on the president. Hey, man, I'm serious. Do that tonight. And everybody do that tonight. Count how many times have you seen society or even especially the news that you've seen, like, they said something good. I see something, like, happy, like, hello, welcome to the news, and then say something nice. How many times have you seen that? And that's the main reason why today our society is negative, because everything that they portray is always something negative. There's barely anything good that you see. That's my last thing for tonight.
And we just want to thank everybody for tuning in, for pressing that one button. We appreciate each and every one of you on the line tonight. If you have something to say, please, for real, speak up and say it. We want you to participate in this and help us to know what you think. You know what I'm saying? Those are last words. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We out there. So just give us a shout if you want us to talk about something, all right?
All right. Once again, like I said, thank you for listening to us. Don't forget to follow us on our Twitter at The Word, and also at Boss Man's personal page, Life of Boss Man. Also follow us on Facebook at The Word Houston. And then also, guys, we didn't get to the female part, so we will have another part to stereotypes. So tune in next week for stereotypes as we talk about that. And trust me, that probably going to get heated too, because, just like how Cindy is, I don't care. I'm going to say what I have to say. So get ready for next week talking about females and their stereotypes. But thank you guys once again for coming to the show. Hope you guys tune in next week. And as always, God first, God bless.
Later.